You're listening to Loving BDSM Podcast, Episode 7. Today, let's talk about the tasks that submissives do for their dominance, and they are as varied as you can imagine. Hey everybody, Kayla Lords here. Welcome to the Loving BDSM Podcast. If this is your first time listening, welcome. We don't bite, unless you're into that sort of thing. If you're back for another week, welcome back. So glad we didn't scare you away. Loving BDSM is produced every Friday for your kinky pleasure and education, and show notes are found at KaylaLords.com. Come back often, and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If you love what you hear, we'd love a good review on iTunes to help other kinksters find us. You can follow me on Twitter at Kayla Lords and stalk John Brownstone at SouthernSirsPlace.com. All links are in the show notes. Now, let's get into the show. Some ideas for a show pop into my head as if by magic. Others are part of a longer, ongoing conversation that starts on someone's blog or website. Sometimes mine, sometimes not. And then sometimes the universe speaks, and there's the topic. Last week's episode was hosted by both myself and John Brownstone. It was fun, and for those who heard it, that was a pretty good indication of what I sound like in baby girl mode. Daddy's voice, however, never seems to change much. Well, except for when he gets the Dom voice going, but that's something different. Every time he records his voice, and he's done it for his own website, and yes, I'll link to it in the show notes for you, people have the same response. They say, "It's so soothing." They're not wrong, but I'm so used to it now that while I'm soothed by his voice, I attribute it to him being who he is and not the sound of his voice. So what in the heck does that have to do with today's topic? Well, a loyal listener, kinky friend, and all-around cool chick, Lizzie, came up with an idea for the illustrious Mr. John Brownstone. She made a request for him to record more of his voice. Her first suggestion was for a children's story, but we didn't go there. The second request, though, was for a specific song. Now, if Lizzie is listening, she knows exactly what I'm referring to. Everyone else will have to wait until the end of the show today, but I promise you it will be worth the wait. Either way, Daddy tasked himself with fulfilling her request, and his task made me think of my own tasks. See, there's the connection. So there's no way I can record an episode about tasks that tells dominants how they should assign tasks or what tasks they should assign. Nor can I tell submissives what tasks to do or how to feel about them. We're all way too unique for that. What I can do, though, is share with you the types of tasks I have, both ongoing and temporary. Most of my tasks have zero to do with sex or kink, but every task has a purpose. And for any new dominants out there, that's probably the most important thing to consider. The what of a task is unique to you and your submissive based on what they can handle, their workload, their life, their preferences, even their physical abilities. Now, when I say that, I'm thinking about things like not asking someone to kneel on the ground if they have problems with their knees or hips. But what you really need to think about is, why are you assigning the task? What's its purpose? That's the thing to consider as we go through today's show. Now, I think there are probably several ways to classify the different types of tasks that a dominant can set for their submissive, and I think some tasks fall into multiple categories. Now, today I'm going to touch on four specific types of tasks that I have as I see them. Now, if John Brownstone has other thoughts on tasks he assigns to me, I'll let him expand on that when and if he chooses in another episode. So the four tasks I'm talking about today are tasks that serve his needs, tasks that serve my needs, tasks that challenge me and push my boundaries, and tasks that are, yes, sexy and fun. Now, the idea behind any task is to help or make me feel submissive and to allow him to assert his dominance. But let's be real here. The more often you do something, the quicker it becomes habit. When it's a habit, you don't think about it until it's not there. For me, I do the things I do without thinking too much about them unless I need to think about them, like for this episode or in another discussion about DS or whatever. But I definitely think about them when something prevents me from doing them. That's when I notice that I don't feel as submissive. And sometimes it's not even that complex. I just feel off when I don't do them. I say all of that as a word of warning. Tasks can and should change over time because once they become habit, you aren't even consciously aware of being in a submissive headspace when you do them. It's just part of your routine. Sometimes that's fine. Sometimes that can become a problem if, as a submissive, you begin to feel you need or want more. And it's just something to be aware of, not something to worry about too much. Okay, so let's start with the tasks I do that serve his needs. Well, I set up the coffee pot every night before bed, so all he has to do is push a button to get his first cup of coffee. Without which, he's a grumpy, growly daddy, and no one likes that. On work days, I make sure his lunch is packed and his travel cup has coffee in it before he goes to work. I also pack snacks for him. He didn't ask for that, but it made me happy, and since he liked it, he wants me to continue, and sometimes that's just how things happen. Now, he hates clutter and mess in our bedroom, so I keep it neat, and most days of the week I make the bed. But even when I don't make the bed, which there's not usually a good excuse, but sometimes I just don't, I straighten the sheets. Every night before bed, I set up the nightstand on his side of the bed with things he wants or needs, and I set the alarm for him. Now, we have a joke that he actually doesn't know how it works, since it was mine when we lived apart, and now I have to set it and turn it off every day. So without me, he wouldn't be able to go to sleep or wake up. So anyway, and I turn down the bed, making sure to set up his pillow so he can sit propped up in bed the way he likes until he's ready to go to sleep. In the evenings, I also make his evening cup of coffee. The man loves his coffee, if y'all can't tell. And I kneel in order to present it to him. We try to do this after the boys are in bed, but if the evening cup of coffee has to happen while they're awake or aren't at least in their bedroom behind closed doors, I don't kneel. I also get his dessert each night. He chooses, but I serve it. When we're out at a restaurant, if he orders a cup of coffee, there's that coffee thing again. My job is to add the cream and sugar for him. Now that sounds silly, but I get a little thrill out of it too. We've gotten strange looks, but I don't care anymore. Now in the beginning, I was afraid of the possible attention, but I'm over it now. It's just what I do for him, strange as it may appear to the server. And it's a subtle way to reinforce our dynamic in public without forcing our kink on anyone. And when he asks, I also clean his glasses for him, and I even undress him when he gets home from work, which sometimes can fall into the sexy category too, but not often. Did you notice that none of those tasks are overtly sexual? And other than the kneeling and undressing him, all of them can be done in front of anyone who's watching. In fact, they often are since we've got kids. So for anyone who asks how DS works with children or outside of sex, there's one picture of it for you. Okay, now then there are the tasks that serve my needs. Often these aren't constant ongoing things, but some are. Now daddy will change a task, assign a new one, eliminate an old one as life and circumstances change. Which, by the way, is how a DS relationship continues to thrive. By constantly updating, changing, and morphing based on what's happening in the moment between the two of you. Anyway, the tasks that serve me. So I have to exercise. Right now it's based on a recommendation from my doctor. Strength training with some cardio 4 days a week for 30 minutes at a time. I have a chart where I check off the day I work out so daddy can see at a glance how I'm doing. I have to drink water and eat relatively healthy. My food choices are my own for now, but if I get out of control, he can and will pull me back. I do ask special permission for treats if I feel like it's something fairly decadent. And here's a little secret. Sometimes I ask because I want the answer to be no, but I don't have the willpower to stop myself. And sometimes I ask because I get a little thrill out of being told, yes, I can do something. Getting his permission. It's kind of sexy and sort of a turn on. Anyway, so right now, at the time of this recording at least, we're preparing for some changes we're going to make in our dynamic, which I'm sure we'll discuss in some upcoming episodes. And as part of that, I've been tasked with rearranging the clothes in my closet so he can see at a glance what I have to wear that fits and is weather appropriate. Now, some things I have to do aren't tasks, but expectations for how I'll conduct myself or behave. Like, I'm not allowed to work every single day without a break. If I do, he has to agree that the reasons make sense. Let me give you an example. Typically, I work Monday through Friday and take the weekends off because those are his days off. This week, the week I'm recording, he had dental surgery on Wednesday. Now, I knew I needed to be able to take that day off of work and keep myself available for him for the days after, depending on how his recovery goes. So knowing that, I arranged with him to get some work done on Saturday and Sunday. And I'll do it again in a couple of weeks because I want to take a couple days off for my birthday at the end of the month. But I can't just decide to do that without telling him. He's not giving me permission to work as much as he's thinking through my thought processes to make sure there aren't any other options. Working late on occasion is okay to meet a deadline or finish a big project, but I'm not allowed to work late every night without a very good reason either. I work from home as a freelancer, and he simply won't let me work myself to death the way I used to do before we lived together. Now, other tasks that are for me and overlap into other categories are any that involve kneeling. when I kneel to give him his coffee, and when I kneel before bed. Those are tasks that serve dual purposes. They make him happy, serving his needs. One usually leads to kinky fuckery, falling squarely into sexy tasks category, and they both help me feel submissive. This is especially important when it's been a crazy day of decision making, dealing with kids who don't listen, and being the big career girl that I sometimes am. I need to feel small and beneath him, and kneeling allows me to do that. Okay, now let's talk about the tasks that challenge me and push my boundaries. These are most definitely the things that get assigned as needed and aren't truly an ongoing thing at all. Now, in the past, they've included things like going to a local coffee time. It's similar to a munch in our area, but it's held weekly in the evening on a weeknight for Kingsters to get together and mingle. The first time I went, I made myself sick with nerves. And yes, I wrote about it, and yes, I'll link to it in the show notes. I went because he's daddy and he said to, and that's how our relationship works, but damn, I didn't want to go. I attended for several weeks until he realized it wasn't helping me in any way. I wasn't making new friends. The vibe of the group was all wrong for my personality. They were nice enough people, but not my people, if that makes any sense. Since then, he's had me go to other group outings with our own preferred group of Kingsters. It doesn't push my boundaries in the same way, but it does force me out of the house when I'm perfectly happy being a hermit. He tasks me with going and doing things, especially with other Kingsters, for a couple of reasons. One, he knows I'll never leave the house otherwise. And two, he knows I'm desperate to make a close friend in our local kinky community, somebody who gets me on multiple levels. I've met people I genuinely like and enjoy being around, but there's a different kind of chemistry when you meet a soul sister and make that connection. I wish I could get it without going anywhere, and he knows that's not how things work. I know it too, I just pretend otherwise. Okay, so for the part some of you have probably been most curious about, tasks that are sexy and fun, or at least lead to sexy kinky fuckery. Okay, well, there's the kneeling, which even Daddy has written about, and yes, I'll link to it in the show notes. When I give him his coffee, it's a softer moment, but not always. I mean, I've had my face smacked, a particular favorite of mine, or been kissed pretty roughly in that moment, but generally, it's a quiet time for us to connect as Daddy and baby girl. When I kneel before bed, and these days I actually kneel on the bed because it's better on my knees and his back, there's gonna be some swats to the ass, a few punches along my back and ass, which is not as crazy as it sounds. I wrote a post about that I'll share in the show notes. I wrote a lot, y'all. I'm sorry. Anyway, he might finger me or bring me to orgasm or eat me out or fuck me when I'm kneeling on the bed like that. It all depends on his mood, but it all begins with kneeling for him. Other things I do. I sleep naked when we're at home. It's not always easy to do when we travel, but if I can, I do. I don't wear panties unless he picks them out, which lately means I don't wear panties very often, and I actually prefer it that way. I'm sexually available to him at all times. Now, a little side note here. Because that's true, I have to tell him when I don't feel good or I have a headache or something's wrong. Even though with headaches, we have found that a good orgasm can ease that better than any ibuprofen, just saying. Either way, I have to communicate when something is going on with me so he can decide how to handle his sexual urges. And oh God, y'all, I love it when he handles his sexual urges. Anyway, okay, so moving on. The big question after the kinky fuckery that some of you might be thinking is, well, what happens when a task doesn't get completed? Well, I usually have a mini meltdown because I can't believe I forgot something. Daddy doesn't have an automatic punishment that kicks in. Instead, he'll take the time to find out what the hell happened first. Sometimes there really aren't enough hours in the day and I just forgot. I, of course, apologize, and rarely, but it does happen, I might get a not-so-fun spanking. And a not-so-fun spanking is the kind that hurts in a bad way, y'all. Other times, though, especially when there's no real good reason to not get something done, it's corner time. I hate corner time. I might have to kneel. I might have to stand on my tiptoes. I've even kneeled on rice. And yes, it's as painful as it sounds. For me, the idea of not doing what I'm supposed to do is so bad that I freak out if I miss a task. And I haven't had corner time in well over a year. So my punishments are not only few and far between, they aren't very severe, or at least I don't think they would be if I screwed something up, but I also don't want to find out either. But I would imagine if I habitually forgot, or, you know, quote, forgot my tasks, the punishment will become more severe. Now, I can't tell you how to assign a task or request one if you're submissive, but I can share with you how they come about in our relationship. Rarely, but it does happen, I do ask for more guidance or structure or help. Most often, Daddy brings it up as a new topic for discussion. Now, we're the type that's always talking, so we don't set aside a special time just to discuss our dynamic. We just wait till we're alone and can focus. He'll say something like, "I've been thinking," which tells me he wants to propose changes. I listen to what he says, share my opinion, tell him if anything freaks me out or hits a limit of mine, and then leave it to him. Now, once he decides what he wants me to do, I'll let him know if something doesn't work within my day for some reason. Now, think about it. He could decide, out of nowhere, that I'm supposed to call him every single day at 10 a.m. Well, I might have conference calls that conflict. It's my responsibility to let him know so he can adjust. See how that works? He decides, but I have to give him some input. A task is no good if I'm never going to be able to complete it because the outside world is in the way. Okay, let me give you another example. Maybe he tells me I have to do a specific exercise, like jumping jacks, but my knees hurt when I do them, and I know that. I have to tell him either before it happens or as soon as I feel pain. His responsibility to my well-being is such that he will change the task to fit my capabilities. So anyone who thinks that a dominant assigns tasks and a submissive does them no questions asked needs to think again. To the dominants out there, talk to your submissive while you're thinking about making changes. Let them know what's on your mind. Give them the opportunity to share how they feel about it. Once you've decided what you want them to do, your submissive should still have the ability to tell you how they think it will affect them. You shouldn't be trying to set them up for failure here. This is about making them a better, happier, healthier submissive and pleasing you at the same time. If they give you a compelling reason for why they can't do something, you might need to adjust the task. Now, submissives, you have a responsibility to speak up when new tasks are discussed. While you're doing tasks, if there's a consistent problem, tell your dominant. You may just need to adjust it. Don't think you're a failure because life got in the way one day. And on the other end, don't try to be a superhero and push through any physical pain a task is causing you. Talk to your dominant. Tasks can be kinky, they can be mundane, they can be simply a test of discipline or a way to train a submissive, and they don't have to be all that complicated, but they do need to be communicated and discussed. As a submissive, there is no better feeling than knowing I've pleased my dominant. Good girl is a phrase I hope to hear every day. Doing the tasks I've been given and discussing any problems are what allow me to hear those words. Don't be afraid of tasks, even if they sound difficult or they push your boundaries. And dominance, give your submissives time to learn and adapt. No one is perfect from the first moment. Okay, now, speaking of tasks, a certain John Brownstone has a little task he's ready to complete for you now, and I'm pretty sure some of you are going to freaking love this, and I know I'm going to be one of them. Okay, take it away, John Brownstone.
Soft kitty, warm kitty, little ball of fur. Soft kitty, warm kitty, purr, purr, purr.
OMG, that was freaking awesome, and that was totally for you, Lizzie. OMG. Okay. Y'all, enough about tasks and soft kitties for now. Hopefully, I've eased some minds and given you a few ideas, and if nothing else, you were just entertained by the most soothing voice around. If you've got questions or topic suggestions for future episodes, feel free to contact me at kaylalords@gmail.com or through my website. Till then, y'all, keep it kinky, and we'll see you next week.